Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you have the most magical trip to the happiest place on earth. I'm your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran, and on this podcast, we talk planning tips, hotel and food reviews, and about our love for the Disneyland Resort. Let's jump in. I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey, and are as accurate as possible on date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Plan the Magic. Today, we are jumping into a little series where I am going to be going through each specific land, both in Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure, a little bit of history, a little bit of, you know, what kind of attractions and dining are in there, so you can get a full lay of the land and really know kind of where things are and what to expect on your next Disneyland trip, and hopefully learn something a little bit fun too along the way. So of course we're going to start with the very first one. We're going to do Disneyland first, and then I'm going to hop over to Disney's California Adventure. But we're going to start with the very first themed land inside the main entrance of the pretty much all of the theme parks, all of the Magic Kingdom style theme parks, and that is Main Street USA. So we're going to be talking specifically the Disneyland version of Main Street. They're all a little bit different compared, depending on which park you are in, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland Paris, etc., etc. But the Disneyland Main Street USA was inspired by Walt Disney's hometown of Marceline, Missouri. It's designed to resemble kind of an idealized turn of the 20th century American town. So there are a few other inspirations. Harper Goff mentions he's one of the Imagineers who worked on Disneyland, and he showed Disney some pictures of his childhood home in Fort Collins, Colorado, and some of those aspects were used. There's also some information from the Henry Ford Museum in Greenfield Village, and Disney is quoted as saying, "For those of us who remember the carefree time it recreates, Main Street will bring back happy memories. For younger visitors, it is an adventure in turning back the calendar to the days of their grandfather's youth." So one little fun thing specific to the Disneyland Main Street USA is that when you walk in and to your left, you will see a city hall, and that's like the customer service essentially. So if you need any help with anything, that's kind of where you'll go. If you want like a first time visit pin, that's where you can go for that. And then next to it, you'll see the fire hall or the firehouse, and there is a working fire truck, and it's one of the Main Street vehicles that you can take when you're driving up and down Main Street. But if you look above the firehouse, there is a window with a lamp in it. And this is the actual apartment that Walt Disney built into the park itself for when he and his family were visiting Disneyland. So there is a lamp that's burning in perpetuity to represent the soul of Walt Disney in his original park, the one park that he actually got to open. All right, so let's go into kind of where you'll find things and what kind of attractions that you will see at Main Street. So as it's kind of like the opening credits of the park. So another little fun fact, when you look at all of the windows and if you see any names associated with like make-believe businesses along Main Street, those names are usually names of Imagineers, of people who contributed to Disneyland in some way, and it is like a traditional opening credit to an old school film, which is a really cool little tidbit. So when you walk into Disneyland, you walk through the turnstiles, you'll see the floral Mickey first thing, and then you walk under two arches, either to the left or the right. And what you are walking under is the Disneyland Railroad track. So the Main Street station of Disneyland Railroad is usually the biggest one, the busiest one, and this is where you will enter it. So you'll walk under the arches and turn immediately to your left or right, depending on which one you came into. And the Disneyland Railroad is like the center kind of big entrance into the town square portion of Main Street USA. To the immediate left when you walk in, there's something called the tour garden. So if you are looking to or have booked a VIP tour or any of the other tours that Disneyland offers, this is where you will meet for your tour. And this is just before City Hall. So then we have City Hall, which I've already mentioned, is kind of like your customer service type of situation, your firehouse with Walt's apartment above. And then this is where the stores will start. So we're on the left side of the park. You'll see the Emporium, which is like the really big store, similar to like the World of Disney that is in downtown Disney. And it'll connect to the New Century Jewelry and Futurosity Shop. These are all connected on the inside until you hit the break midway down Main Street. And then it's the Carnation Cafe, which is a sit-down restaurant. It's not typically hard to get reservations for this one. You can even usually do a walk-up that day if you're looking for it. It's very classic Americana type of food. You can find Walt's chili here. He was a big chili fan. And this is where you can find stuff like that. And they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then you can head into the Gypsum Girl Ice Cream Parlor next, which is a very typical hard ice cream parlor. And then you'll find the Candy Palace and Candy Kitchen. This is where, like, during the holidays, you'll find the candy canes, the hand-spun candy canes. They do have windows where you can see people actually creating and making the treats here. And then the last thing you'll see right at the end is Refreshment Corner, which has things like hot dogs and bread bowls and some easy quick service food. And then one of my favorite places to eat on in Disneyland in general is the Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe. So this is like a kind of takes up the whole corner of Main Street here. We're kind of at the end of Main Street now. And this is one that you, it is a quick service restaurant, but I do highly recommend mobile ordering and mobile ordering in the morning, regardless of what time you want to eat, because things do sell out here and things, windows for mobile order pickups tend to push out quite a bit for this restaurant compared to pretty much all of the other ones. So if you are wanting breakfast at Jolly Holiday, I would, when you get up in the morning and you're in your hotel, you can mobile order from anywhere. So I would actually consider mobile ordering, say if you want to stop for breakfast at like 9 o'clock in the morning, to book it before you even get into the parks if you want Jolly Holiday. Same thing for lunch. If you're wanting dinner, you could probably push it by a couple hours, but this is one of the ones that I would plan ahead for a little bit. Especially if you're looking for something specific, like the macaron is usually a very popular item. Those will tend to disappear relatively quickly. And any holiday specials that they'll have tend to disappear quickly as well, especially if they're good. Those tend to be more popular. Those will tend to disappear quicker. All right, so if you're standing in front of the Jolly Holiday, you're now in the hub. So this is like the center spoke of the park. This is where everything kind of, you know, exits off of. So in the middle of the hub is the partner statue, very popular place to take pictures with Walt and Mickey there. And then going from left to right, this is the different lands that you'll see entrances for. So right next to Jolly Holiday is the Adventureland entrance. Next is Frontierland. Next, you'll see like a little offshoot into a section of Fantasyland that has the Royal Theater and the Royal Hall, which is where you can meet princesses. And then, of course, straight ahead is the Sleeping Beauty Castle, which is the traditional entrance into Fantasyland. There are two little offshoot entrances on either side of the castle that don't go under and through the castle. If you go to the one to the right, you will walk past Snow White's Wishing Well. And if you go to the one to the left, you will walk past the Bippity Boppity Boutique. Next, there's like a bigger road you'll see that kind of just like looks like it's almost going to nowhere. It's kind of like leading straight into the Matterhorn. This is part of the parade corridor. So this is the route that the parade will take from the back of the park to the front and vice versa. So this is another option to get into Fantasyland and Tomorrowland if you're wanting. You will walk past Pixie Hollow if you're walking through here. And then, of course, on the farthest right side, you will see the entrance to Tomorrowland with the Astro Orbiter at the center of it. So that's the hub and the different accesses to the different lands. If you want to get to Toontown, New Orleans Square, and Rise of the Resistance, that too, but Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, you're going to go to the typically center or left of the park. Those are where those are located. All right, so after the Tomorrowland entrance and across from the Jolly Holiday, you will see the Plaza Inn. This is a very popular place. It does have character dining for breakfast. There's a Minnie and Friends breakfast option, highly recommended for reservations. However, lunch and dinner are just a buffeteria style, so there is no reservations needed for lunch or dinner. This is where you will get the very popular fried chicken. And I will say it is very tasty, and depending on how you're planning your meals, you could even arguably feed two people with this. That's what my husband and I did the last time we were there. I ordered fried chicken with double mashed potatoes, so you get two scoops of mashed potatoes instead of mashed potatoes and green beans. And that way we got like two pieces of chicken. I think we got three pieces of chicken, which are big pieces, two big scoops of potatoes and gravy and a biscuit, and we split it all. And then we just got to eat more snacks and desserts. So that's a really good option if you want to maybe split some meals. Next to the Plaza Inn, this is where you will find the first aid station as well as the baby care center. They're kind of tucked away next to the hot dog, the Red Wagon, Little Red Wagon, which is a place you can get corn dogs. And then as we're heading back down Main Street, you'll see some stores like Plaza Point, which is typically the Christmas or holiday shop, the China Closet, the Silhouette Studio, where you can get silhouettes cut out of you or your dog or your kids or whoever. Crystal Arts, where if you're looking for a tiara, you can get one there. Disney Clothiers, and then there's a little side street there that leads to lockers. Then you will also see the Market House, which is the Starbucks for Disneyland. And then the Main Street Cinema, where they have basically continuously running black and white shorts of Disney's in there. And then the 20th Century Music Company, Main Street Magic Shop, and Disney Showcase are all different stores. Then you'll see a little break, and that leads kind of backstage. This is where parades come in and out of the park. This is also where you'll see any characters that are going to be on Town Square. This is typically where you'll see them coming in and out. They'll also typically meet under a lot of these little awnings. So Minnie, you can be found here, Mickey, Pluto, Goofy, Chip and Dale, Donald, so on and so forth. Next, you'll see the Mad Hatter, which, as indicated, has all of your ears and hat needs. There is a second Mad Hatter in Fantasyland as well. You can also get your, if you buy anything that is like, you can get stitched or embroidered, they will help you with that there. The Disneyland story presenting Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, it's in the Opera House that is currently closed as recording of this. They've been doing a very long refurbishment of this, and they're also going to be adding in the very first Walt Disney animatronic in a show that's going to be, from our understanding, alternating with the Greatest Moments with Mr. Lincoln show. So be looking for the new Walt Disney show that's going to be happening at the Main Street Opera House. And then there's also the Disney Gallery in Disneyana, which have some like very beautiful art that you can look into getting. And then there's also in that little like side, like next to the Disneyana store, there's like a little hallway outdoor like corridor thing. You can find ATMs there, washrooms, so on and so forth along there. They're pretty good signage, so you can find all that. If you're looking to do an attraction on Main Street, you actually can, aside from the Disneyland Railroad, there is also the Main Street vehicles. So if you look around Town Square or the Hub, you'll see little hanging signs that say things like fire engine, horseless carriage, horse-drawn streetcars, and omnibus. And those are the variety of different vintage Main Street vehicles that you can take on a one-way ride either down to the castle or back up to Town Square. We love doing that. It is a great little resting thing. It's a very cool thing to do, kind of as everyone's walking past you. So I highly recommend. The first time we went, I didn't realize this, but the second time we went, we got on the horse-drawn streetcar to come back up to Town Square. And my husband didn't actually realize that we could get on these. He thought it was just part of the ambiance. So the first time we were there, he had no idea that we could have actually gone on them. You can get on them. So you just need to find the little signage either in Town Square or in the Hub and wait there until the next round. If you don't see any Main Street vehicles out though, they do get put away for things like parades and stuff. So keep that in mind. If you're unsure, find a cast member and ask, and they will gladly help you. All right, so that's a little look into Main Street USA and what stores you can find, what restaurants you can find, and what attractions you can do. Next, we're going to be heading in to Tomorrowland, and then we'll cycle through all of the lands after that. And then once we're done with those, we will be jumping into California Adventure as well. So hopefully that gave you a little insight into what to expect when you're heading down Main Street USA. That's it for today's episode of Plan the Magic. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And as always, keep dreaming. And until next time, I'll see you real soon.